Training Rehabilitation Center.
Commission! That's the thing, it's him. His rehab is just another commercial.
Hello!
He doesn't have to put a pad on the rest of his life.
Lou, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, it is. We might as well start out by talking about the older brother of the future quarterback Super Bowl winner from East Rutherford, New Jersey.
I gotcha. East Rutherford. You ever spend any time in East Rutherford, Lou?
Just to catch a New York Giants game.
Have you ever been in a bar in East Rutherford?
No.
Okay, so you just went to catch a game.
Just went to catch a game. Dallas Cowboy game.
Ah, very good.
Yes, they had to get a standing room only ticket.
A steaming room only ticket, Lou?
No, standing.
Oh, I see.
Standing. We're talking about a Super Bowl team. Not a team that didn't make it to the playoffs. No, it's a great Sunday here at the Mutiny.
Very good.
Ready for the big barbecue, the big Tom.
Very good. What are you putting up today, Lou? Is it all pregame, right?
Oh, no. The food will be going right through for the game.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yes, food will be going right. Jeff Les has completed his schooling from Chef Neil O'Neill this coming year. And he will be debuting, as a matter of fact.
That should be interesting.
Very interesting. Yes, I do agree.
Well, Lou, you know, let the other people talk about points and statistics. We're going to talk wacky bets. Of course, Lou, every year you do your wacky bets.
And indeed I do.
And let's start with the first one, the over-under on the national anthem, the length of time, Kelly Clarkson. We have it at 1:34 in Vegas. Will she be over that time or under?
Over. Yes, way over.
What will Kelly Clarkson wear? Will she wear an official Super Bowl t-shirt, a Colts t-shirt, a Patriots t-shirt, a Giants t-shirt, or something else, Lou?
She'll be wearing a leather vest and a cowboy hat.
There you go, Lou. I think that's how you're picturing her. One game question, Lou. Will there be a penalty for excessive celebration?
Yes,
okay. Now we go to halftime, Lou. The Madonna hair color, will it be blonde or something else?
Blonde.
All right. Will she wear fishnets at one point? Yes or no?
No.
How many times will Peyton Manning be shown live during the game? And the number that Vegas has is 4. Are you going over or under on that?
Way over.
All right. Let's Vegas lists Gisele Bündchen, which I believe is Tom Brady's girlfriend or wife or whatever. They say her number is 1. She will be shown live. Over or under on that, Lou?
Oh, that's just, I gotta go over. I mean, what is just a courtesy shot for crying out loud? It's gotta be two.
All right. The color of the Gatorade, Lou, your favorite, the win is set and the Gatorade is poured, will it be clear, yellow, orange, red, green, or blue? Lou, I didn't know there were so many colors of Gatorade, but apparently there are.
Whichever color the grape Gatorade is.
Which I assume will be blue.
Okay.
All right.
Smoky grapes. I'd like to drink that wine.
I do believe, Lou, you called the Gatorade last year, so let's hope you're going to do that again.
That's the only one I hit last year.
I think so. Who will the MVP thank, Lou? His teammates, his coach, family, God, owner, no one.
Tebow,
you will thank Tebow. Right. And there you go, the wacky Super Bowl bet segment. Always a favorite here on Lou Dickman Weekly to whoever listens.
And everyone knows I'm a big East Rutherford Giants fan.
Yes, sir.
I will be rooting for the Giants.
Now, was your family a Giants rooters? Is that how you became a Giants fan? Very good, very good.
Matter of fact, it was the only football game that was televised where we lived.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now,
kind of like some Cubs fans with WGN.
Are you? Well, yeah, Iowa people always are Cubs fans because they got GN. Now, I don't know. Was there any Patriots fans in the town that you lived in Connecticut?
No, very few.
Oh, okay.
At that time, they were the Boston Patriots.
Right.
So you really didn't like them. I mean, you just, that was almost as bad as Dallas, but they were in a another league. Oh, yeah, you didn't like anything from Boston.
Very good, Lou. All right, that brings us to our question of the week.
Yes, I'm on my pins and needles.
So, after a Super Bowl victory, Lou, which New York Giant would you like to party with and why?
Wow, that's a good one.
Thank you.
That is a very good one.
Thank you.
I would like to party with Jason Sehorn and Brad Van Pelt.
And why is that, Lou?
Why not? They used to rip it up in New York, and they used to stay out of jail. I didn't have a large posse.
Posse, Lou?
Yes. That's my word of the day.
Lou,
come on, the mutiny, and join my posse.
Go Bears!
This is a commish, and I need to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Off Season. Today, Super Bowl Sunday, is Lou's last day at the Mutiny for the season. 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell him Lou we'll see you next preseason!